Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Welcome to Long-Term Care podcast. I am your host, Bill Keese Ali. I am an RN and Certified Director of Nursing and Administration in Long-Term Care, and I am also the author of Welcome to Long-Term Care books 1 and 2, as well as the creator for the Welcome to Long-Term Care Companion Planner. And if this is your first time tuning in to my podcast, I want to say thank you and welcome. I hope you will continue to tune in and, you know, seek the information that you are needing. Today, I just wanted to talk about the psychological and psychosocial well-being. I like to think of it as the forgotten gem. And, you know, this is such a crucial area that is needed when we are in that transitioning phase into a new way of life. Now, this area, you know, it doesn't just affect our nursing homes. This affects everyone, okay? It affects the families. It, you know, affects, you know, just pretty much everybody, I think, is affected by this. And in a lot of situations, regardless of where you are, whether you're in acute care, long-term care, personal care, this, I think, isn't tapped in enough. And what I mean by that is, you know, I think we get so caught up in treating the physical side of disease or conditions, okay, because that's what is seen. You don't get to see the psychological and psychosocial aspect of it. Okay, and I think that's the part that that we need in order to achieve the best outcome when we are providing care for our residents. And, you know, I just was saying, you know, how often do you treat a patient for the physical condition but did not explore their psychosocial, psychological adjustments into the physical condition? You know, we treat the visible, like I said, but we need to start treating people as a whole. All right. And, you know, just an example, you know, a lot of information that I share is definitely things from experience, whether it be from a professional or personal. It is something that I have been through. And, you know, I think it definitely gets missed, you know, so it's like, how do you treat the patient who was a husband and a provider for his family, you know, that no longer can do so? Okay, now this person becomes thinking that this person is now a burden, you know, because now the wife is working and taking care of the family. How do you tap into the mental side for that patient who has to transition into this new way of life? You know, how often are we checking in on them to check on their mental health? Okay. And, you know, another example is if you were to have, you know, a patient who all of a sudden, you know, has a stroke and now he's in a nursing home because he can no longer care for himself. He was independent, and now he is relying on someone to care for him. Not only that, he is NPO. So now he has to rely on someone caring for him, as well as watching other people consume food that he used to be able to do so. How do you tap into that? How are we able to make sure that we are meeting the needs of the mental side when it comes to these new conditions for these patients? Okay, how, you know, what can we do as nurses to make sure that we are advocating for these patients, to make sure that they are being treated from a holistic, the whole body, not just the physical, but the whole body? And I always say, as nurses, we advocate for everyone. But I truly believe we advocate for definitely for our infants and our children. And we advocate for the ones who no longer have a voice. Okay? Those are the ones I feel like we even go above and beyond for, to advocate, to make sure that we are channeling in and treating them as a whole. you know, we can get our residents who become behavioral. And they don't become behavioral by choice. However, that is now their new mode of communication. That's all they can do. You know, they are in that phase now where they can no longer speak. So we have to start identifying other areas to tap in so that we know when something is wrong with that patient. Okay, so it's looking again at the whole picture. And, you know, just think about how frustrating that can be for them. How frustrating can it be for, you know, your residents who are coming in, or, you know, even your families? You know, like I said, you know, the mental health, you know, when you're treating a person, it doesn't just affect, you know, our residents. It affects families, you know, and I just want to say, how well are we tapping in to make sure that we are really tuning into the whole person? You know, for, I know my mother, she had liver cancer and she had to go under a transplant. And she went from being an independent woman, never have to take any meds, to then taking 20 pills at one time. You know, not being able to get up and do what she wanted anymore. So I had to constantly tap into her mental side to say, hey, mom, how are you feeling? Are you okay? You know, that was a major transition for her. You know, so those are the things that I want to make sure that we're looking at when we're taking care of our new patients, you know, that we, whatever it is, if they have that higher power to have to get them through. Some people are very religious and they need to, you know, make sure that they have their religious services. You know, what is it that we can do to make sure that we are treating the whole body and not just the physical condition? You know, and I think often about the families who have to take, you know, their loved one off life support. How, and that person carries around the guilt which is invisible. However, you can start seeing things through body language, right? That's how they start to show that they are in need of help, because they start exhibiting different behaviors now. Okay, so I'm asking that when we are taking, you know, getting our new admissions, let's just make sure that we are assessing this area, all right? And, you know, and if we can provide support services for them, let's make sure that we're doing that. You know, and I definitely think it's a good idea, like when we're getting our new admissions, to document on them. And not just your normal documentation of resident, you know, adjusting well, no behaviors, nothing like that. But tap in. How did they wake up in the morning? How, you know, did they consume? How's their hygiene? Things that are evident that will show, like, okay, then they aren't adjusting. They might be showing signs and symptoms of some type of depression. You know, that's, we want to get it before it is goes out of control, where we have to start, you know, medicating right away. You know, so let's get them the services that they need. Be proactive. Okay, so that is what I wanted to discuss on the, you know, psychological aspect. You know, just making sure that we are definitely treating the whole body and not just the physical condition. Okay, because remember, where the mind goes, the body will follow. All right, so we want that mind to be healthy. All right. I thank everyone for tuning in today. As always, if you have any questions or concerns, definitely feel free to email me at consultant@welcometolongtermcare.com. If you haven't already, please schedule for the survey prep course to help you get yourselves and your facility in the right direction. And often, you know, I have a lot of people asking me, what does a, how did you become a certified director of nursing? And I became certified through NADANA. So if you are interested in becoming a certified director of nursing in long-term care, you can visit their website at nadana.org. Again, my name is Bilkis Ali, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the week, and I will check in next week, and I'll talk to you soon. Stay safe out there, everyone. Thank you.